Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The setting for the book of Deuteronomy is Moses in the land of Moab, east of the Jordan River. He knows that he will not lead Israel across the Jordan. Deuteronomy is basically consists of Moses' final speeches to the Israel nation. Moses recounts the history of the people from the time that they were at Mount Sinai and going forward after they left Egypt. So this was a period, I know we always say 40 years, but it's probably more like about 38. So we're going to call it 38 years, okay? The Israelites were God's chosen people. God had decided that from these descendants of Abraham would come the Savior of the world, the Messiah. In Deuteronomy 4, after recalling all that God had done for the Israelites, Moses looks into the future now. And in our text, Moses uses a phrase, a wise and understanding people. That phrase, which Moses connected with the Israelites, also applies to us. We are a wise and understanding people. May the Lord bless our time together this morning. Consider all the realities that are attached to the wise and understanding people. That means the Israelites, you and me. The Israelites were and we have been brought in faith in the one true God through the Word of God and, of course, the work of the Holy Spirit. This is one reality concerning a wise and understanding people. The Word the Israelites had came to them through the ministry of Moses and was passed down from generation to generation. We have the words of God in the writings of Moses through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and the rest of the Old Testament, and of course, all of the New Testament. This word reveals the one true God, the triune God. This word reveals a Savior, the Son of God, the babe of Bethlehem, revealed to the shepherds from the angelic host. This Savior who came to save the nation of Israel and us. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself in payment for the sins of the world and arose triumphant from the dead. He is truly the Savior of the world. All who believe in him have forgiveness of their sins and everlasting life. Knowing and having faith is the true God and Savior is the highest wisdom. I'll read that again. Knowing and having faith in the true God and the Savior is the highest wisdom. And of course, this is far greater than what the world can offer us at all. There's higher, much higher than earthly wisdom. Understanding the way of salvation by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ is the greatest understanding. I'll read that again. Understanding the way of salvation by God's grace through faith in Christ is the greatest understanding. We thank God that he made not only the Israelites addressed in our text, but also the wise and understanding people. Through faith in Christ, we have salvation. Having the Word of God, the Israelites lived, and we live according to it. This is another reality concerning a wise and understanding people. In our text, the statutes, the rules, and commandments refer specifically to the covenant God made with Israel at Mount Sinai. Now, these were guidelines as to how the Israelites were to live as God's covenant people. Today, our guidelines are the Ten Commandments, which were also a part of God's covenant with Israel. God's word contains great wisdom. Because of his love, God gave the guidelines to the Israelites. He knows what is best. He knows what's best for his people and wants their highest good. The ways of the Lord are ways of righteousness and blessedness. God brought the Israelites and us to saving faith. He enables his people, us, the same word, to keep his commandments and live accordingly to his word. The lives of a wise and understanding people demonstrate that they have been enlightened by God through his word. These lies will be noticed, no doubt, will be noticed by unbelievers, and can be a witness to them, drawing them to find more about the beliefs of such a wise and understanding people. We pray that God would help us keep on living as his people and to grow in Christian living. This means taking care and holding on to all the counsel of God without adding or subtracting from the scriptures. This also means seeing to it that your children are taught and they learn God's word. God is near to his wise and understanding people. This is a blessing of being in faith. A faith relationship with the Lord and is possible because of the saving work of the Messiah. God is near. He is near to his people whom he has made wise and understanding because he loves them. That's what it is. It's love. This fellowship with God, which we enjoy throughout our earthly life and will continue in heaven. Because God is so near to us, he always hears and answers our petitions in the best way. He does so again because of Christ, by whom we can come before the Lord in prayer. God is near to us in the Lord's Supper. Christ comes to us and gives us his body and blood. May we continually take comfort in the gospel truth that God is always near to his people and that he will provide physical and spiritual care for us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. How blessed we are that God has made us a wise and understanding people. Because of his love for us, we have the wisdom of saving faith. We display the wisdom of God's word in our lives. We have a blessed fellowship with the Lord who is always near to us. All of this is possible because of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.